Okay, so we're learning now, אנחנו לומדים עכשיו, the sugya of machleikas. Machleikas is a terrible thing, and it's destroying Klal Yisrael. The problem is you can't stop, because the whole Kedusha, the whole Torah is based on machleikas. It's not something that's bad and you mustn't do it. Lashon Hara is something bad, don't get involved, nothing to do with it. Without machleikas, we wouldn't have a Torah Shabbat Peh. We wouldn't have Shammai and Hillel, we wouldn't have Rav and Abaya, we wouldn't have Baruch Ben, Rav Shimon Shkop. All the Torah, the Machleikas, the Milchomas HaTorah that comes about through, the Emes HaTorah that comes about through the Machleikas, without that we can't survive. So we're trying to find out how you have Machleikas that creates Kedusha and Emes, and how you avoid the other side of the Machleikas. We'll see it has a lot to do with the Shem Shammai. But to understand this properly, we said we have to understand the root of machlokes in Klal Yisrael, but of the Shoresh, as we always do, and to try and understand what the nature of machlokes is so we can apply it in the correct proportions. So we said in order to do that, we have to start with Avraham Avinu. So I don't know how much we did here, but let's start here. Reish Samach Gimel. Avraham Avinu, Avi Abayis Ha'umus Yisraelit, Mila Olama Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shnei Tafkidim. Oh, that's when we did this. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's summarize here. Avraham Avinu, when he picked up the broken pieces from Adam HaRishon, Adam HaRishon mitrachekt himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, via the chet and the mechitzes that got created through the chet, the tris, the barriers that Adam HaRishon created between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avraham Avinu came back and repaired that. The Iker relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kiva, the Dveikas, the dependency on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the second Tafkid we said is to bring the entire world back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Sakan Oilam V'Malkun Shakai. We spoke about this many times. We spoke about the marriage, so the two Tafkid in marriage, the Iker relationship, and then the building the family, building the world. We said Avraham Avinu is Ben Adam L'Atzmoy, U'Banu Tatzmo, Yitzhak is Ben Adam L'Mokum, and Yaakov is Ben Adam L'Chaveri. So those were the two tafkidim that Avraham Avinu accepted upon himself and bequeathed to us. Okay, let's just do this one again because we didn't finish it off. Tafkid Noisef not Avraham Avinu Boilam Hula Sakin Oilam Amalku Shaka. Dahainu. What does that mean? Lach says, Kol Oilam Kula Noboiris Barachu Nekir V'yadu Amole. Means bringing everybody back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From the top of China to the bottom of the North Pole, South Pole, everybody. Everybody. What it says? L'achzir et kol ha'ilam kulu l'boi rizkorot. V'lakach, oi b'yaysa b'choron, v'lo nach v'lo shakat. Even when he was sitting in Choron by his father, he never rested. Ele yachad im ishtoi kirve es ha'nefesh, ashe osu b'choron. We started doing kiruv. We started bringing everybody back. Started teaching them about the emistika derech. Avraham Agai es hanoshim v'sarah ge'ere es hanoshim. B'kol makom shenata Avram oil u'me'eh likro b'shem Hashem. Where we went, we planted a tent, whatever. It was b'shem Hashem, b'shem Hashem. U'poel b'kach derech efsharit lo'idia l'kol b'oilam ki Hashem hu ha'elokim v'ein oid milvodim. Lived in a world of total Avodah Zorah, no Sheikhus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remember, it was under the Shlita of Nimrod. It was worth studying. That was the world he lived in. And he went and he said, no, 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 Avraham Avinu kach arveim shemishtachavim la'ofer raglein. He took Arabs, Aravim, that bowed to the dust on their feet, whatever that means, whatever that worship is. And he brought him tachas kanfei shchinim. He yored me'amam et ha'gavur shel kabbalat pnei shchina. He was holding by kabbalat pnei shchina. The Kodesh Baruch Hu came to visit him. Just to find out how he was doing. Not to tell him anything, not to give him any job. Just to hang out together. This is Hashem, son. Yorad mi kabbalat pnei shchina. And went and made lunch for a bunch of Arab idol worshippers. Closed his Gemara. Sorry. Go to the kitchen. Start whipping up some eggs for the Arabs.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm saying he didn't just scramble some eggs. What's going on?
Why is it Yared? That's not part of Umar.
Yared? You're talking to the Shechina. You're having a conversation, ponim al ponim with the Kodesh Baruch, and you go make some eggs for an Arab. That's not called Yared?
First of all, he didn't know his Arabs.
He did.
He said, all right. Yeah.
He didn't know they were Malachim. He knew they were Malachim, but well, they're a bunch of Arabs. A bunch of Arabs walk in here now. I close my Gemara and I say, guys, sit down 1 second. I don't look to me far. I'm going to tell them three of the best lafers you've got. No, no, Utsat, Utsat, Taka, come on, serve them. I'm learning Torah.
You had that it's not brought down that there's a mitzvah to Megai or Goy.
Nachon, Mishkin, I don't know by him.
No, maybe to Mekai or Yidin, but the Megai
or
Goy.
No, Avram Avinu, I don't know, they were not going no Yidin.
Ah,
Shaman. You're beside it, you're right, but I'm just saying. Chayecha koyed me, what am I? And I wasn't learning Gemara. And he would be putting my body because Boch had to visit me. I said, for me, it's a part. I'm becoming a Mishchina. You learn Mesidus Yisharim sometimes? Imagine you've worked on Mesidus Yisharim to the point where you're becoming a Mishchina. 50, 60 years, you schwitzed to the Mesidus Yisharim and you've mastered it now. And now you're right to Ruach HaKadosh. You're sitting there talking to the Shechina. Yeah? Yeah, you prepare to let go? You prepare to have 1 second. Hashem, it was the most intimate moment in the whole of Jewish history. You know that? Why did I just understand what was going on there? We can't understand a little bit. Every time that Akash Bochu spoke to somebody, a Novi or whatever, because he had a mission for him, he had a job for him, he had to tell him something. Why did Hashem come speak to Ravino after the bris? To hang out with him. It was the most intimate moment between a Kodesh Baruch Hu and a human being ever was and ever will be. There was never another moment like that in the world. Hashem just came to hang out with you. Not to tell you, lay more, do this, do that, tell Klal Yisrael, go do that. This is what I'm going to do. Nothing. What were they talking about? I don't know. Are you okay? And that you give up to go make lunch? For three Arab idol worshippers? Hatshuva he, because you don't like questions, so we better get to the answer quickly. I would go home now. The question itself tells me who Avram Avinu was. Oh, well, you want a tshuva, we'll have a tshuva. I said this yesterday. When you say how much Hashem loves you, yeah, which was what Avram Avinu discovered, and he gave that to Yitzchak, and Yitzhak started building this unbelievable kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he understood who HaKadosh Baruch Hu was and what was important to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he gave that to Yaakov. Yaakov understood the most important thing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is his children. And if you love somebody and you know how much somebody loves you, you take care of what he loves. So he went out to build a Klal Yisrael that would be able to the Takel Oil of Malkut Shakai. Abba Avinu knew and understood what the Tzara Shechina was. We don't know what it is, but you know there's a concept of it. What causes tzara shechina? There's people out there that don't know Shema Yisrael. The people out there that are worshipping the dust on their feet. And Hashem's waiting for them. Therefore, because he loved Hashem, he's prepared to give up. The unbelievable pleasure, we have no idea, but we're yearning for it every day, to have a tainug ruchani otzum of being gobbled to the Shechina. Barat salam dam perekimune. He didn't got to give them lunch. He went there to bring them back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Telechnisam tachas chan fe Shechina. Because that's the ikanachas ruach, whatever that means to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's how Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world. Zichroni kipama rishonish nasati drum Africa. It's a little island there somewhere down in the Atlantic Ocean there. You might have heard of it. Nitkalti lishoyne b'chai b'yeladeyem mishvotim primitivim ha'olchim levushim blui sachavot. He was exposed there for the first time to primitive African tribes. V'doymim yoyse legorilot me'asher lebnei adam. Anybody who's ever been to those parts of the world, no, it's not an exaggeration. You can find them in New York as well, but we're talking about mama's primitive.
Yes, you now.
No, you can't. Because in South Africa, we're talking about primitive, not even ones that have been exposed to the Western world and stayed dormant. What do you do with a moment like that? Why is the Kodesh Baruch exposing you to this? You have to think about it. Gracious, Nasati Adana Kodesh Baruch Hu Machshavati, Shani Vaisa Pere, Yitzanum Adam Rishon Umino. This Per Adam, this girl and me, we come to the same father. We're both descendants of Adam Rishon and Noah. Im came Allah Oitalkach Shani and any Kafi Shani. You are who you are, and not him. Because you could have been him also, because you also came from Noah and he came from Noah. You have to say thank you very much. Someone along the line, my genes took a left turn and I went to Abraham and not with Shainis. Chashavti Belevi, Abraham Avinu Nisa Lakara Velashina Kadoshis called by your law. Abraham Avinu went out to Makalam everybody back to Hashem. But Vadai Gama Nashim Pshutim Sheba Pshutim, even the most simple, and worship the dust on their feet, people. These people that I'm looking at now, this girl also. He started in the Kalev al Tachlesom. He wasn't interested in saying, oh, gorilla and Schwarzer. No, come, I've got to show you something. You're missing the plot. You're missing your mission in love. Come, let me show you what love's about. Really? Shabbat Be'aver Echad Shel Ametrias Mishtadal Shachnet Kol Boi Oilam Tzitkos Darkoi Ubechashivas Ha'iskrovus Lashem. What Abraham Avinu is spending his days doing? You can hang out with the Shechinah, you can go with the Shechinah, you can be dabbling in very hard things, or you can be concerned about a Kodesh Baruch Hu's pain, and you go then bring all the gorillas back as well. Why don't you do it today? Just interesting insight, because the Rambam says you have a lot more push. It's brought down the locha. You have a chiyuv to make care of everybody. Correct. Correct. You first have to bring all the hidden back. Once you bring all the hidden back, then you're going to have to go off to the grave. Yes, what's it got to do with us? What's the question? What you say now? We're not here, we're not into anthropology. I told you, this is not anthropology. We're trying to understand Torah. Fine. Shnei Ataf Kiedin. Shayu Alav Abzidu. Ein Beis Midrash Bli Chidush. Shnei atafkirim she'el Avram Avinu cholkin hayu ze mize. Chalukim em ze. These two tafkirim that Avram had, we spoke about it when we spoke about it in marriage, we spoke about it when we spoke about it in the cosmic plan of Klal Yisrael's mission in the world, and we're going to speak about it again. These two tafkirim of Avram Avinu are mutually at loggerheads with each other. The chalukim. First of all, he's bound to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, undivided binding to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tafkid ha'yichud haya lachzir l'boiroi l'ames ha'tachlis she'ovdo b'chet Adam HaRishon. The first tafkid is to give back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu what he lost when Adam HaRishon did what he did. But tafkid ha'shani ya'i tafkid tzibori. It's a public mission. The first one is the mission of a yochid. In the privacy of your inner world, you give yourself back to a Kodesh Baruch. The second tafkid, it's a public tafkid. The takel oilam u'malkut shaka. You can't do that sitting in your sauna. Maybe you have to actually go out and do something. Shnei tafkidim ha'elu ha'irish Avraham Avinu debodav acharon. We inherited these two tafkidim and they manifest in a lot of different places as you've seen here before. I'll call you the miklal yisrael mutzel reishis. First thing a person has to do is develop and become dovuk to the creator of the universe. After he has to go out there and he has to fix up the world. Tafkid zehu tafkid tziburi. It's a community mission, as we'll see. And not one's more important than the other than this one. Listen, if you're not doing this, you're not doing that. They're both shnei luchos habrit. They're both Sometimes you have to do the one. And we'll see that the machlokes between these two things, that they interfere with each other. As we mentioned in marriage, the bringing up the children often interferes with the relationship of the marriage. The relationship often interferes with what the children need. It's a difficult balance to not push. Before the first tafkid, you don't need anything. You have everything you need. To be domich in Boir Olam now, you can do it now. You don't need anything. When I have this, when I get this, you have everything you need. You have to develop in yourself a warm, loving heart. I have Hashem and Hashem is me. Hand in hand. Why did Tzarech Lemuna? Lemuna, you don't need anything. You have everything you need. Ube emes. And I know Roy, Shayodim, I'm sheikh of its Kayem, Lichyot, the Monosa, Damkashe, Golo, Tam, the Mazo. Hachriva is Armon, a Malucha, Shalmochu, Shalaylam, the Pizra, Sam, Ben Kola, almost. That is all everything taken away from them. Kicked out of the land, the Besamitas taken away. Tortures, goluses, nothing. It would be nice to Ikesh, but now it's in the Chazak, we were also, we stayed through, we still have the same Torah today. We still here. We had nothing, they took away everything, they burnt the Gemara. We carried on learning. Why? Because we have everything we need. Atavu, Shari Yudin Shala Atzmoy, Enu Zakuk, Lekol Eile, Dailo Bashe, Dadada Damas Shalvesoy, So you have everything you need right now to fulfill your first mission. Nothing else. Wherever you are. Don't need anything. You have what you need. They can't take that away from you. Whatever they take away from you, that they can't take away from you. Tell you a story just to try and actualize this a little bit. The approach of two Jews. The approach was different. At the end, they all came up to the same tachlis. What's this? Nevadakoi. Wow, we haven't seen that word in a long time. They went extinct many years ago. The Nevadakas. Nevadok. You're looking at me like, what's talking about? Sad when Rechobat Yerushalayim b'chiv su'ach ha'ketovet mesuyemes. He was working on Jerusalem trying to find a particular address. Anybody knows anything about town planning? Jerusalem didn't make the first prize. It's not the easiest place to find your way around. V'darka yupigesh b'chaburas Yehudim Yerushalmin alizim. What's that alizim?
Strong.
Strong. I didn't know either. I just went with him.
Happy?
Alizim is happy.
Yeah, I'm wrong. I've been wrong once before.
I was wrong. I just said what you did. Joyous.
Strong joy.
They often help. We can find the folk. Echad mipana lazolo. In the true Jerusalem tradition, not only did he say, I'll tell you what it is, I'll take you. No, I'm sorry, Hamadak, I'll go Levad? What's wrong with you, Jew? Yudi, I know I'll go Levad. There's no such thing as a Jew going alone. When's a Jew alone? And Nevada Kashayachus Kulum Sharafim, a Chalmarae, but she was a Shelyudi or Shamavama. Ataome Marshunachon Yudi. Sorry, Ata Ama Marshunachon. So don't show me, Mamma, good result. Yudi Afpam Enu Alech Levad. Hayet Sahara Ailechimoko Homoku. That's Nevada.
So he's with three. Him, Hashem, and Yitzhara.
It's a joke, but it's 100% true. That's what the Navarticus worked on. They worked on Shlita Sayetzer, breaking themselves down. That was the Navarticus there. Not that we understand any of it. There's no more Navarticus, there's no more Slavotka, there's no more Hasidus, there's nothing left of any of what was. There's a few faint echoes. Sadek hu Yudizek. But Sayyid King Gama Yudiver Shalvim. They're both wrong. The Navarak is right that you're never alone without your eight sorrow. And the Yerushalmi is also right that you're never alone. You're never Hashem. Today, no elach levad. Gam im lismoy lo itzad imo yeit sorrow. Even mitzad smaller, there's a yeit sorrow. Harei shebiminu mechab ke kolish bochu. Vekva neema umiminoi techab kaini. Yudi ka adam yechidi. Memal is tavkidoi bekach shu tzoyd yad biyad ki yochli boi ra'ilom. This Jew is fulfilling his mission, walking hand in hand, kibiyachol with Hashem. Hein kasheralo, hein kashetoyblo. With its good or bad, he was walking with Hashem. Veikazuhi atafkid arishim shahoyrish Avram Avinu Levono. That's the first job that Avram Avinu gave us, and that's the first thing a person has to do. Called Kabbalah Sabachu Shemaim, and that the Gemara tells us comes before Kabbalah Lo Mitzvahs. It's before we even start talking about performance. That has to be in place. Who tafkid tziburi? That's not just with him himself. That's the pirsum shmoi shel Hashem ka'am. That's selling out a Kodesh Baruch in the world as a nation. Vadam kashu Yisrael adat mosom kebazmanay shel Shlomo Melech. When Klal Yisrael was living in Eretz Yisrael in times of Shlomo Melech, Melech kashem Yisrael hayu monag. Kulu kefirot sin Hashem. Klal Yisrael was behaving kulu kefirot sin Hashem. The base mikdash hayu bunu al tiloi. Nizgadol v'nizpasem shmoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'kol ha'olam. It was a machine that radiated knowledge of Hashem to the entire world. The whole world come to Shalom to learn about Hashem. V'yim ha'rechoykim nizgadol v'yizkadol shmei robo. Ad shemalchus shebo lilmod. Chochmas Bishlomo. The whole world came to learn from Shlomo. Chochmas from Shlomo is the biggest kiddush that there ever was. Hayazeh gilu kovet shemaim v'mid agdoy l'biyoysim. What's this got to do with machloikas? What is it with anything we're dealing with? I don't know yet. Let's come back next week to continue. But let's just start. We've got 2 more minutes. Let's just start this little bit here. It's not tafkidim alalu shalav v'mavinu hu chilek v'en b'noy Yitzchok u'lenechto Yaakov. These two tafkidim got bequeathed to Yitzchok and Yaakov. Yitzchok came up with his tafkidu ki yochi. Yitzchok specialized in the avoid of the yochi, of building that unbelievable dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Yaakov came up with his tafkid ha'am. Yaakov was makabal upon himself the tafkid of building an am that will be the Kadoshim Shabbat in the world. Yitzchak had a similar dreikus in Boira Kolomim. Gomer Avoida, the former have a semel shell, had tikshoret, had nivra na boira. He built that deep connection to HaKadosh Baruch. Never left Eretz Yisrael, didn't even go look for a wife. Look at the different approaches. You've got two sons. The one you tell him, you sit and learn, we'll take care of you, Shidduch, we'll take everything. Eliezer, come on, go on. Yaakov, get a mind. You don't live with my brother, the Rosha, the biggest mafia. You don't live with the biggest shots in the world. Okay? And there you work it out for yourself. You punish me. You punish me. You've got to take care of yourself. No? It's not fair. Did Yaakov sit and learn? He said, yeah, go follow Shidduch for you. Say, what's the problem? No, they're two different missions. The two different missions are quite two different jobs. Two different approaches, two different avoiders. Inyan ha-kavonis, ha-avoider, shoy shenayetz b'gidu shal Yitzchok. Shoyu atzmoy na'akel ha-gabim izbeg, since Karim Reis Hashal, yoyis oyle t'vima. He's moved out from this world, he's completely, he's an oyle t'vima. He himself is a Korban, Korban is kirva. Kol chayev is shirosho shal tzufa shal dveikas, and we sin his nefesh l'chorosh baruch hu, Klappe Isbara. Bitte schön in der Dreikes, lo yoy khala yitzak le tzeit meretz Yisrael. לא יכול לפרד מפלטים של מלך, היא קודם בארץ ישראל, היא קודם. למה כל השור עושה שכינה שהוא ארץ ישראל. שוב, קרי דסון נקסטרי, זה יעקב. יעקב זה מור רלוונט לאס, אבל אנחנו נראה. Don't think that Yaakov didn't have what Yitzhak had and Yitzhak didn't have what Yaakov had. Avram didn't have any of this. They all had what each other had. But each one had his own unique. In the chesed has to be the gvuri. The gvuri has to be the chesed that the Kodesh wants. It has to be together. Well, each one specializes in something that we learn from each of them.